This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A ransomware attack paralyzed the networks of at least 200 U.S. companies. That is according to a cybersecurity researcher whose company was responding to the incident. John Hammond of the security firm Huntress Labs says a major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate appears to be behind that attack. He says the criminals and the gang targeted a software supplier called Kaseya, using its network management software as a conduit to spread the ransomware more widely. Other researchers agreed with Hammond's assessment. It was not immediately clear how many Kaseya customers might be affected or who they might be. American troops pulled out of their main military base in Afghanistan Friday after 20 years in the country and amid warnings from top military commanders that the country could descend into civil war without them. The Bagram pullout brought an effective end to the longest war in U.S. history. The base, an hour's drive north of Kabul, was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. The Taliban thanked them for leaving. With the international forces, more than 3,500 of whom were killed in Afghanistan, the exit came with no pageantry. The number of people missing in the Florida condominium collapse fell following a new review, but fears of another potential catastrophic failure deepened Friday after engineers found unsafe conditions in a different tower and ordered the entire building evacuated. City of North Miami Beach announced that an audit prompted by the deadly collapse of the towers found that the 156-unit Crestview Towers building structurally and electrically unsafe. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has denounced the burning and vandalism of Catholic churches that followed discoveries of unmarked graves and former schools for Indigenous children. Several Catholic churches have been vandalized recently or damaged in fires following the discovery of more than 1,100 unmarked graves at the sites of three former residential schools run by the church in British Columbia and Saskatchewan. Generations of Indigenous children had been forced to attend the schools. The nation also saw a series of attacks Thursday, Canada Day, on statues of Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth, and other historical figures. Driven by the Delta variant, a new wave of COVID-19 is sweeping across the African continent where new cases, hospital admissions, and deaths are increasing. The World Health Organization said South Africa is leading the new surge in Africa, where case numbers were doubling every 3 weeks. The WHO's regional director for Africa said the speed and scale of Africa's third wave is like nothing seen before. The Delta variant reported in 16 African countries has become dominant in South Africa, which accounts for more than half of Africa's new cases. The WHO said the Delta variant had been detected in 97% of samples sequenced in Uganda and 79% of samples sequenced in Congo. Health authorities in Thailand have reported over 6,200 new COVID-19 cases, setting a record for a third straight day as concerns mount over shortages of treatment facilities and vaccine supplies. Around 90% of Thailand's reported cases and 95% of the deaths have been recorded since early April. There were nearly 1,000 deaths in June, more than 15 times total for last year. Critics say the government has failed to secure timely and adequate vaccine supplies, and efforts to obtain more have proceeded slowly. The director of the National Vaccine Institute says a Thai company was supposed to provide 10 million doses a month to the AstraZeneca vaccine, but that's been cut. Banning all fans from Tokyo Olympics is still an option, with the games opening during a pandemic in just 3 weeks. That's according to the president of the Tokyo Organizing Committee Friday. This would be a reversal of a decision spelled out 10 days ago by organizers to allow a limited number of local fans, up to 10,000, to attend. Fans from abroad were banned months ago as too great a risk possible about faces being forced by rising new infections in Tokyo and the appearance of the rapidly spreading Delta variant. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.